You are listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Your host is Elder Ron, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. Every week he gets drunk and brings you the Drunk Mormon Gospel. His word is the drunken word of God. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and enjoy.
All right, hey, you're listening to the Elder Wrong Show, and this is your Drunk Mormon Missionary, Elder Wrong. You're listening to Drunk Mormon Doctrine by Elder Wrong. And this is the first podcast about this. So I've been drinking all night. I've been drinking. The official Mormon drink tonight is White Russians, and I'm pretty drunk, and we're going to do some Mormon missionary discussions tonight. You're listening to the First Vision. I have my investigator here, Eric, my roommate. Say hi, Eric.
Hi, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric. So Eric,
the sober investigator.
He's my sober investigator. So Eric is Eric is not a Mormon, has nothing to do with Mormonism, has never been a Mormon, but Eric did live in Salt Lake City for a period of time back in the day.
Late 80s, early 90s, when I went to school at the University of Utah. And I do have a lot of Mormon relatives in Salt Lake.
Did you, like, so have you ever, like, had the missionary discussions?
No.
So you never met with a missionary ever?
No.
What is your background about Mormon theology? Do you know anything about Mormon theology?
I studied a little bit when I lived in Salt Lake. And just that, and my family being Mormon.
Your family was Mormon, so you studied. What did you study about Mormon theology?
Mostly history, although I learned a little bit about it because I wanted to understand Salt Lake a little bit better.
Oh shit! All right, you got to mess with. There you go. Okay, say something.
Am I coming through now?
Yeah, you're coming through now. So, like, all my sound equipment went to Burning Man this year and is pretty fucked up by playa dust. So sometimes we have to jiggle the wire to get the cheap mic to work. So, all right. So do you know a little bit about Mormon history? But
I do.
Mormon theology at all?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You ever read the Book of Mormon?
I have.
You've read the Book of Mormon?
Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing. What part? So just parts of it?
I don't remember. Yeah, just parts of it.
A long time ago. All right. In a galaxy far, far away. So the idea of these podcasts, and this is the first one, hopefully of many, it will depend on my enthusiasm for this project, which I tend to lose very quickly. And we'll see how long it goes. So the missionary discussions. All right. I'm drunk and I'm going to. I'm trying to focus here. Focus. All right. So I was at one point a Mormon missionary. I was one of the first Mormon missionaries in the Polish mission back in the early 90s. And back in the day, back in the 90s when I was a missionary, we had 6 missionary lessons that we were required to memorize and to teach to investigators. So on this show, I'm going to have investigators. Generally, they're going to be non-Mormons. They may be the same people again and again. They may be different people. But that's kind of the idea, is that I will get shit-faced for my listeners here and try to explain Mormon theology while totally shit-faced. And again, tonight, I've been drinking White Russians. I think I'm up to 4 now, and I'm pretty fucking drunk, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Eric is totally sober. He'll be asking me, he can ask questions about like what we're going to talk about and shit like that. But the idea is that you get the drunk version of Mormon theology, Mormon theology mainly, because the missionary lessons are going to deal with theology. And then if I still have any sort of like enthusiasm for this podcast after that, after the first one, we'll see how this goes. We're going to move on to Drunk Book of Mormon Stories, where I drunkenly, again, while I'm drinking, White Russians tends to be my drink. While I am drinking, I will give you like the Book of the Cliff Notes of Book of Mormon stories, but fucking shit faced, fucked up, really, really, really fucking drunk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So we're gonna
make a little bit more entertaining.
I hope so. I hope this is in. I hope this is. I'm gonna try not to yell here. I hope this is entertaining. So tonight we're gonna start with the first missionary lesson. And we're gonna talk about prophets tonight. Tonight's first thing is first vision of Joseph Smith, and like how Mormonism kind of had its roots and its beginnings. Do you know anything about that, Eric?
I don't really.
You don't? All right. You don't. What do you know about Joseph Smith? Let's start with. Excuse me. That was a little bit of acid reflux coming up. All right. What do you know about? What do you know about Joseph Smith, Eric?
I know he was the founder of Mormonism, essentially.
All right.
And that he found the tablets. And he started the Westward movement. Didn't finish it.
No, no. Why didn't he finish it?
He got murdered.
Got murdered. Yeah. The fuckers fucking shot him in a fucking jail. So,
and where was that?
Carthage, Illinois. Illinois. Because they don't pronounce the S in Illinois. So
right.
It's Illinois. Yeah. Yeah. He like martyred for his fucking. He got shot. Got shot like 100 billion times by an angry mob. Because they were angry at him for like breaking a press or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. Do you know more about that than I do right now?
I don't.
We'll have to research that a little bit when we get to that part of LDS, maybe LDS history. All right. So the first thing you got to know, I think, about Mormons is that they believe in prophets. So like a prophet is someone, according to Mormonism, is someone who speaks with God like face to face, like in the Bible and shit like that. So like Isaiah is a fucking prophet, right?
Right.
And why is Isaiah a prophet?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. He like had some visions and God appeared unto him,
right,
and said, "Isaiah, you're a prophet. Let's go have like some cappuccinos." And I'm going to tell you some shit. And God came down and said, "Isaiah, let's talk about some shit."
Actually, Noah is probably the best known prophet.
Noah is a good prophet. Yes. Tell me about Noah.
Well, there's Noah with the burning bush, correct?
Noah didn't have no fucking burning bush. That was Moses.
Okay, Moses.
When's the last time you read the fucking Bible?
Well, really never.
Never?
I mean, I have read parts of it, just like I've read parts of the Book of Mormon, but no, I haven't read the entire thing.
You haven't read the entire Bible?
I was reading about Isaiah the other day, but I don't.
All right, well, let's talk about Noah. Let's use that as an example. So Noah, like, was this crazy old coot who, like, lived in the woods or something like that.
Desert.
And the desert. And he had some kids and a family. And supposedly everybody was wicked around them, and they were like having sex with sheep and goats and animals and stuff, because that's what they did back in the day.
So it's kind of like Appalachia.
Like what? Like the Appalachians, yeah. And then God was pissed about the sheep fucking, apparently.
Right.
And God said, like, "Hey, sheep fucking's pretty bad, dude." And God appeared unto Noah. Are we talking about Noah or Moses?
Well, we're talking about Noah, right?
Let's talk about Moses. Well, Noah, like, saw God, and God told him, like, "Hey, build a boat, and here's the boat, and cubits, and
all the animals,
and all the animals, and put them in the fucking boat, right, and I'm going to make it rain.
Don't
and
fuck the animals.
Don't
just
fuck
put
the
them
animals,
on the boat.
Just put them on the boat." But only two of them, and Noah put them on the fucking boat, and it rained, and killed all the goat fuckers,
right,
in the world, and wiped them all out, and it was just Noah and his family and 40 days and 40 nights on the fucking boat with animals and no fucking the goats. And then Rainbow appeared and he sent out like a dove and a raven, shit like that,
right, which and evidently weren't on the boat.
They were on the not well I don't know But he sent him off.
Right.
And there was land and a rainbow. And then Noah fucked his kids. You remember that part in the Bible?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he fucked his kids because they were... Or no. The kid fucked the dad. That's what happened in the Bible.
Kind of the same.
Yeah. So Noah's daughter was pissed, was like worried about like, oh, I'm not going to have kids because there's nobody, like God killed all the goat fuckers. So there's no one to fuck because God killed them all. Therefore, I'm going to get my dad drunk and I'll fuck my dad and then get pregnant.
Right.
And that's a prophet. That's a biblical prophet right there.
Right.
And then it all leads to incest, apparently. When God tells you to do something, it ends up with your daughter getting you drunk and fucking you and getting impregnated.
Right.
So anyway, that's a prophet. And Moses was a prophet. He had a burning bush,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't chlamydia.
Yeah.
Entirely different burning bush than chlamydia.
Right.
And Moses went up to Mount Sinai and God came down to him and said, here's some fucking tablets. Take them down. Go teach the people.
Stop worshiping the idols.
And fucking goats. Like, right. God really hates goat fucking, apparently.
I agree.
I would agree with God on that. Goat fucking is a bad thing. So don't fuck goats. So, anyway, and God appeared to Moses and gave him the tablets, and hence we have the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right?
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Got all those people to stop worshiping the idols.
And fucking goats. And all that type of shit. And it was because God appeared as a burning bush to Moses.
Right.
And told Moses, hey, dude, don't fuck goats. Don't worship idols. And be good to people.
I think he already knew that, though.
Do you remember? I don't remember the Ten Commandments.
I remember, like, thou shalt not kill.
Don't kill. Don't kill and don't go fuck goats.
Right.
That's an important one.
Don't lust after your neighbor's wife.
And fuck goats.
Don't fuck goats.
Don't fuck goats.
That wasn't in the Ten Commandments, but I think that's one of God's, like, goes without saying rules. Like,
well, he like wiped out everybody for fucking goats repeatedly. Well, under Moses,
like,
no, not Moses, Noah, he killed all the goat fuckers.
Sodom and Gomorrah,
they were all goat fuckers,
right?
He killed them too.
So
anyway, that's a prophet. Is God appears to you and says, don't kill people and don't fuck goats.
Every few hundred years,
God every few hundred years, wipes out everybody. Gets goats. Really pissed off because they're fucking goats.
Right.
All right. So Mormons believe in prophets in that same way. All right. So Joseph Smith
was the first modern day
prophet. First modern day prophet. Apparently, goat fucking in upstate New York was a problem again, and so God felt that he needed to appear unto a 14-year-old and say, "I don't like people who fuck goats." And
so get your people out of here.
All right. So let's talk about Joseph Smith. So what Mormons believe is Joseph Smith is the first modern day prophet that has a lot of other prophets up until the current prophet, which I think is Thomas Monson. Is it Monson? I think it's Monson. I got to look this up real quick. I think it's Thomas current. If we Google current LDS. Now, LDS, for your non-Mormons out there, because I'm hoping not too many Mormons are listening to this. Because if you are a Mormon and listening to this, you're going to be really fucking pissed off at me.
If you're not already.
If you're not already. So if you're a Mormon listening to this, this is the wrong podcast for you. I would turn this off right now because you're not going to like it. Well, maybe you're a cool Mormon.
Maybe they will.
Maybe you're a cool Mormon. Right. Maybe you're okay with laughing at yourself and at your religion. But most Mormons I know are going to go like, nah, this isn't really my cup of hot cocoa.
Right.
Because they don't drink tea and coffee. That's like a different missionary. Well, word of wisdom. We'll hit a little bit later. All right. I got that drunk burp. Acid reflux thing going. Yeah, Thomas Monson is the current prophet,
right.
Seer, and revelator for the now. This is interesting because he's actually like pretty much a vegetable.
Right.
Because he's got like Alzheimer's or and he's dementia. Like
115 years old.
He's like way old.
Right.
But he's still the prophet, seer, and revelator. Right.
Right.
All right. So the first prophet. So
hopefully the people around him are deciphering what's prophecy and what's
sticking their. Religion. They're probably sticking their butt, their hand up his ass like a little puppet and like making him. That's really disrespectful. I'm sorry. All right. Even for your non-Mormons out there, that's disrespectful. I apologize for that. I am drunk. This is my fourth cup or my fourth pint of White Russians. And I'm running low. I'm going to have to get another one here pretty soon. Thomas Monson is the current prophet, seer, and revelator of the Mormon Church. Just in case that comes up on. Do people still play Trivial Pursuit?
I believe so.
So if that ever comes up on a Trivial Pursuit question for you, who's the current prophet, seer, and revelator of the Mormon faith? You, my listeners, will be able to answer.
He's also known as the president.
Thomas S. Monson. All right. All right. So we're going to get back to Joseph Smith because he was the first one, the first prophet, the first seer, the first revelator of this, our current dispensation. Dispensation is an important word in Mormon theology. I don't even know what that means, really.
Dispensation?
They say that. I think it means like this age. So back in this age. So back in the 1800s, Joseph Smith was 14 year old. He was a 14 year old kid living in upstate New York. All right. And he was a farm boy and he had like a big family. They weren't Mormon yet, but they were a big, big upstate New York family. He had like his dad who was Joseph Smith Sr. because he's Joseph Smith Jr. He also had like some brothers and sisters and a mom and Lucy Mack Smith was his mom. There we go. I know that. And he had a Hiram Smith was like his elder brother. All right. So he was about 14 years old and it was about the early 1800s in upstate New York, up in the farm country. And, you know, and they're out there like tilling the land and doing frontier shit, probably, I don't know, whatever they did, built log cabins and killing raccoons and
right.
Davy Crockett shit, right?
Right?
Right. All right. So there was a big, huge, like, religious revival up there. Big, huge. Like, everybody was like, God, 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 God. I need God. I need God in my life. I need God in my life. And Joseph Smith was 14, and there was a lot of like different religions, different like preachers coming out with the tent revivals and hallelujahs and praise Jesus and be baptized and they call it the I think like oh, what do they call it? They called it the fuck, I can't remember what they called it, but they called it something. It was like the burnt district, right? The Holy Ghost was coming across the country and everybody was getting themselves saved. Amen. Saved by Jesus. And there was preachers preaching this and preachers preaching that and preachers preaching this and that and all kinds of shit. All kinds of preaching going on
right
up there, right? And Joseph, and like his family was part of it. Like some of his family decided to be Methodist and some of them wanted to be Presbyterian. And he had like a billion brothers and sisters, I think. It was like 14, 15, 16, 20. I don't know. They had a lot of fucking kids because they had a farm. And everybody was joining this religion and that religion. And the preachers were preaching different things. And he didn't know what to do. And he was like, oh, my God. Oh, what do I do? What do I join? What happens? I want my soul saved, but like the Methodists are preaching that this is okay, that you can go out and be a Methodist and do, I don't, whatever Methodists do, and the Baptists are preaching baptism by immersion and gift of the tongues and the Presbyterians and the Campbellites and all kinds of weird shit right. happening. And he didn't know. He was like,
he was confused.
Yeah. He was fucking confused. He was confused. That's a good way to put it. Thank you, Eric. Eric just stole the words from my mouth. So anyway, one day Joseph Smith decided, he was reading the Bible, right? And he came across a passage in the Bible. It was in James. It was like James, I have to look this up. Joseph Smith. Wait, I'm on Google. So Google will tell me what Joseph Smith read. Joseph Smith, and we'll go James 1:5. There we go. So he read a passage in the Bible, and it was James 1:5. And it said, if any of you lack wisdom, you can ask God, and he'll give to you freely, without reservation, or some shit like that. I don't know. I'm just kind of paraphrasing right now. So Joseph Smith read this Bible, this verse in the Bible, and he was pretty fucking, he was all like, dude, yeah, I'll just ask God what church to join. I don't know which one. Should I be a Methodist? Should I be a Presbyterian? Should I be a Baptist? Should I be a Hare Krishna?
I don't think the Hare Krishna's for you, but I get your meaning.
He just wanted to know which right. one was God's true church.
So go to the source.
Go to the source. Yeah, I'll fucking ask God. That's what he decided. I will fucking ask God today. So he goes out and he decides that he's going to pray. So he goes out to a grove of trees by his house, by his farm in upstate New York called the Sacred Grove. That's what Mormons call it now, the Sacred Grove. So he goes out to this grove of trees and he decides, I'll ask God because God can tell me what church to fucking join. I don't know what fucking church to join. I need a church because everybody else is joining a church. I need a church too. Right. So which one should I join? So he goes out to the grove of trees and he gets down on his knees inside the, what do they call it, the trees. Inside the grove there with the trees and the lights, you know, and there's probably a bird going tweet, 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 tweet out there, and he's out by himself. And he starts praying, and all of a sudden, like, darkness comes upon him, and he's like, bam! It's like Satan himself preventing him from, like, knowing the truth. So, like, worse than, like, Megadeth album, you know, just brrrr, darkness. And Joseph Smith, he's like afraid, and the darkness is overcoming him, and he's praying, save me, Lord, save me, save me. And then all of a sudden, the darkness dispels, goes away, and there's a pillar of light that comes above him and shines down on Joseph Smith, and Joseph Smith looks up, and there's two persons, and apparently God and his son. And they go, yo, dude, what's up? Here we are. I'm God. Yo, what's up? And Joseph was like, whoa, it's God. And like, whoa, dude, it's Jesus Christ. And like all his fucking lights. And he describes it like big fucking flames and like burning bush and shit like that. Like Moses, like we're talking about, right? With the sheep fucking earlier. And so Joseph Smith's like, and God goes like, hey, hi, I'm God. And this is my son, Jesus Christ, yo. Hear him. And Joseph Smith's like, whoa, hey, wow, cool. And Joseph Smith, I need some more drink. Just a sec. The Holy Ghost is kind of coming over me right now. That's good. And so Joseph Smith's like, oh, wow, I got God. Like, God came down to me. All right, I'm going to ask him. And Joseph Smith's all like, hey, God, so what church should I join? like, should I be a Methodist? Should I be a Baptist? Should I be a Hare Krishna? Like, what one should I join? What one's the true church? And God, and Jesus says, and or I think it was Jesus, because God doesn't, God the Father, like Elohim, doesn't really, he's always like, nah, just, I'm going to talk, just listen to my, to Jesus here. He's pretty, he knows more shit than I do, apparently. So Jesus was like, all right, so here's the thing. Yeah, none of the churches are real. Yeah, they're all like fucking fake. They're not mine. I have nothing to do with them. They're not, yeah. Yeah, don't join any of those other churches, because there aren't any true churches right now. They all teach about me, and they say shit, like, and they pretend, but they don't really dart like that. Like, I don't, they don't have my stamp of approval.
Right.
Right.
They're all using his book.
Using his book, the Bible.
But not teaching it right the way.
But not teaching it the right way, yeah. So Joseph Smith was like, whoa, that's kind of heavy. It's kind of deep, you know? All right. So God's church isn't on the earth right now. He's like, no, it's not. And, just be cool. I'll send you some more like messages and shit like that. Oh, and don't fuck sheep or goats. Really important. God hates goat fuckers. You gotta remember that. So don't fuck the goats. That didn't really happen. I don't think
it may have, but it was,
it may have.
He didn't report on that.
He didn't really report. I'm kind of assuming, cause God hates goat fucking,
well,
at that point, that, yeah, that God kind of reiterated. Yeah. And while I'm at it, don't fuck goats or sheep,
right,
please. All right. So Joseph Smith was like, all right, cool. I won't join any of the churches right now. And that's called the first vision. And like, that's what Mormons believe, that God and Jesus came to Joseph Smith in the grove of trees in upstate New York and told him not to fuck goats and not to join any of the churches yet. So, wait. All right. So, yeah. So after that, Joseph Smith like went back home and he told his dad, and he's all like, yeah, dude, God came to me today and said not to fuck goats and not to join any other churches. And his dad was like, all right, cool. I believe you. I'll stop fucking goats too. Like, the Methodist never touched on goat fucking. So I'll stop fucking goats right now. And
Joseph
was cool. Joseph was like, all right, cool. And Joseph Smith went and he he was 14, and he talked to like some of the preachers about his vision of God. And, you know, he thought that like the preachers would be like, oh, whoa, dude, that's like Moses. That's cool. Like, Moses like saw God, and God appeared to Moses and told him not to fuck sheep and gave him commandments and shit like that. So maybe God did this, but nah, the Methodists are like, dude, you're fucking loony, dude. Get the fuck away from me. And the Baptists were like, nah, dude, you're fucking loony. Get away from me. No, I'm not claiming that Methodists and, I think Methodists and Baptists have established a long time ago that goat fucking was pretty wrong. So I don't think they had a problem with that part of the message per se. I would hope not.
Right. They probably agreed with
that. I know a lot of Methodists and a lot of Baptists. I don't know any of them who fuck goats. So I'm kind of assuming that's kind of built into the religion, that goat fucking, because Moses was against goat fucking, that goat fucking is not really an issue
anymore. You would assume that they've read the Old Testament and realized that goat fucking was going to rain of fire, flood, something
floods,
like that's going to happen.
Yeah, goat fucking is bad. Don't fuck the goats. But they didn't really kind of dig the idea that God would appear to a 14-year-old.
Right.
I don't blame them. It's really kind of crazy, you know? Like, if some 14-year-old came to me at my door, like, knock, 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 and I'm all like, oh, hey, 14-year-old, what's up? Yeah, God appeared to me over in downtown Phoenix and told me, like, fuck religion. I'd be like, yeah, you're kind of crazy.
Of course you're an atheist.
Yeah, I am an atheist, but I don't need God to tell me to fuck religion.
Right.
I kind of came to that conclusion. Right. Does that mean God's an atheist? At that point, though?
Well, nobody believes in him the proper way.
Yeah.
Does that mean that they're all atheists?
Are they all? No, it's God atheists. Now, they believe in God. And if God's like, nah, I don't believe in religion, because that's basically what God and Jesus told Joseph Smith, is that they don't believe in religion.
Right.
Right?
But God, does God believe in himself?
Does God believe in himself? I don't know. You're going to have to ponder that, you know. Anyway, Joseph Smith kind of got some persecution heaped upon him at a young age. And
probably not too much, though.
14.
He was 14.
He was 14. Yeah, just some crazy kid. I can't imagine that anyone would take him too serious. It wasn't like anyone like was burning his barn down or anything.
Right.
So they probably just kind of like, that's kind of weird, dude. Like that would happen to you, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that's the first vision. Mormons believe that. That's why Mormons believe Joseph Smith was the first prophet, seer, and revelator. What do you think of that, Investigator Eric?
It seems kind of flimsy at this point with a 14-year-old kid.
Flimsy?
I mean, at this point, all anybody knows is that, like, this kid's claiming to have spoken to God.
Yeah.
Like, nobody... He didn't have the tablets yet. He didn't have any of the
other
stuff.
No, he didn't have the golden tablets or the Book of Mormon
or
anything like that. He was, at 14, he's just kind of told, like, fuck religion.
I mean, I'm with you. I would think that, like, maybe he was out in the woods eating some mushrooms or something like that and saw something.
Maybe.
Right.
Alien abduction?
Right. You know, at this point, you just got a 14-year-old kid saying, like, you're all wrong.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear that.
No. Anyway, well, that's the first vision. We're gonna get more into these visions in the next episode because we're gonna talk about like the next. He gets more visions coming up,
right.
So stay tuned for episode 2 of The Drunk Mormon Missionary with Elder Rung.
Is this where he starts writing the Book of Mormon?
This is where the angel Moroni appears to him, like every 4 years, and shows him the gold plates hidden in the Hill Cumorah in upstate New York, and how we get the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon.
Right.
The Book of Mormon.
And we can get into who Moroni is.
Book of Mormon. We'll talk about Moroni, the angel Moroni, and the trumpet. And
probably never heard of Moroni or...
Moroni, if you haven't heard of him. Moroni. And that's going to be episode 2 coming
up.
That's
the guy that's on top of all the temples.
Anyway, this was the first episode of The Drunk Mormon Missionary. Did it go well?
It did go well.
Did you learn something?
I did.
You did?
I didn't know any of that, so.
That's a train.
Yes, there is a train.
In the distance, I hear a train.
Or it could be Moroni.
We have a really shitty sound studio here. We're on a shoestring, non-existent budget for this podcast. Anyway.
It's part of the charm of it, though. It's not a professional podcast.
It's not a professional podcast. So, all right. Well, episode 1 is officially over. That's lesson 1. We're gonna talk next episode about the angel Moroni. And we're going to talk more about the visions... These visions and the Book of Mormon and how Joe Smith got the Book of Mormon and how that came about, in case you've never heard of the Book of Mormon. Anyway, I'm about done. You have anything you want to add, Investigator Eric?
Not yet.
All right.
We're definitely gonna get into more stuff.
I'm probably gonna end this right now, and stay tuned for episode 2. Of the Elder Rung Show Drunk Mormon Missionary
Lessons.
All right. Gospel gospel, Mormon to Gospel Doctrine by Drunk Mormon, by the Drunk Elder Ron.
It's the Drunken Good Word.
The Drunken Good Word, brought to you by the Army Shirt Cucking Elders of Latter-day Saints. All right. Well, I don't believe in God, so I'm not going to say God bless. I'm going to say, may your days be long and your nights be longer. I have no fucking clue what that means. Amen.